Good afternoon. This is Marcy Latimer. I'm your host for Mars Bar on this September 12th, 2021. Thank you so much for joining us. And I always want to start with a prayer. I will start with this. Father God, we dedicate this great nation to you. O Lord, may the blood of Jesus Christ fall to this nation. May your mighty hand be upon this great nation. May there be a great awakening with a great revival spread all over this nation. And may we feel your power and feel your presence in a mighty way. Lord, help us to repent and turn our hearts back to you. Lord, we need you. Live in our hearts so powerfully good today. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I say hallelujah. To thine be the glory forever. Amen. Chronicles 7:14, if you're interested to know where that came from. We do appreciate you tuning in once again to Mars Bar. And of course, we welcome you. And we are here for EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. You can always consider clicking on some of our links to become a donor and a patron to support our shows. We appreciate it so well. Once again, at eternalaffairsmedia.com. We do appreciate it. And so this is the day after September 11th. Of course, 9/11, all the wonderful tributes to those who lost their lives 20 years ago, the 20th anniversary. It's such a heartbreaking day in history of America. Excuse me. And we never forget. We never forget. And we never should forget. And yesterday was so special, seeing clips of President Donald J. Trump. Yeah, that's my president. Absolutely. He was visiting firefighters and police officers in New York City. He stopped in. It was just wonderful to see that he was being presidential. That's right. He's the president. He is a true leader. He's so magnificent in the way he treats our servicemen and appreciative of everybody who was there that day 20 years ago. And of course he was, and he helped people, being a New Yorker himself. So he was there right as it was happening. And I know so many wonderful stories about him helping out with the aftermath, and he's a true patriot. And I'm just thankful that he was and is our 45th president, and he still is acting as president. In my respect, I will say he goes out there. He makes sure that people are aware that his presence is known, and I wish that he was still in the White House. He won the 2020 election. There's no question. We know this. And I pray that someday all of the corruption and the election integrity, the corruption is shined upon, so we can get back to election integrity, that is. And speaking of elections, this is the weekend where Californians, and that would be me included, get to vote to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. He needs to be recalled. There's no question. He is a dictator. He has overstepped his bounds. He has made himself really showing his evil agenda in our great state of California. He has just made it horrific for everybody. It's the highest cost of living in the nation, the gas prices with his gas tax he keeps putting on. It's insane. We're almost at $5 a gallon here. It's unaffordable. It's ludicrous, really, that this is continuing. The taxes upon taxes just keep piling up. And of course, his mandates for the vaccines, how he's had the mandates just like Biden. I will not say president, by the way, when I use the word Biden. I don't call him my president. The mandates that Biden's putting upon the entire nation, this is disgusting. So we'll get to that in a second. But going back to California, Governor Newsom has completely gone against all the things that he wants everybody else to be dictated about, wearing masks, getting vaccines, whatever it may be, on sheltering in place when it comes to the COVID-19 quarantines, all that. And yet he could do no wrong. He could do whatever he wanted to do. He could eat at his fancy restaurants. He could keep his wineries open while all the other business were suffering last year and even continued to suffer. Some of them have closed because they couldn't afford to keep up. And now he's sitting there on his high horse as though he is somebody that people can relate to. No, no. He's a typical politician elitist and thinks that he could do no wrong and thinks that he has the power over everybody else and he needs to be ousted. And I think the most important thing for Californians is to recall him, say yes to recalling him. They opened up the voting booths yesterday on the 11th, 9/11, and that was the day I went in person to vote because of election integrity. I believe that voting in person is the best way. Some people wanted to go ahead and use the mail-in ballot. That's fine, but just make sure you track it. There is a way to track it. They told me at the polling place when I went yesterday, they showed me how you can track it. And I would definitely recommend that for everybody to track your vote to make sure it counted at the Registrar of Voters. We want to be sure that all of your votes have counted. It's very important. And we have until September 14th. So they're giving us 4 days in person. So Tuesday is the day. Hopefully we will find out good news. And by the way, on a side note, that's my 18th wedding anniversary. So I'm hoping for that as my best gift, to hear good news about Gavin Newsom being ousted, being recalled from his governorship of California to make California golden again. I do want to just mention that when I went to the polling booth, I felt good about how they proceeded to do the voting. They showed me that it was on a screen. I had to tap it. I had to verify my number. I had to verify my address. So it looked good as far as confirming who you are. And if you are putting that mail-in ballot in the box, that's okay too, because they're checking the name on the mail-in ballot, making sure your signature matches. So they're doing what they have to do on our side of the polling places that I've seen. So that's really good news. They're not just letting you go in and, you know, not be legitimately the person that is on the ballot or the envelope. I'm sorry, the voter. So that's a good thing. So to me, if they could do this everywhere, election integrity will be up, but we have to make sure of it and just verify that it gets your vote counted and track it. Okay, so that's my recommendation. And we'll pray that it works out. And then, of course, there are so many candidates in place of Governor Newsom. Larry Elder happens to be the one that I voted for. I believe he has the highest ratings and the person that would probably be most likely to take his place. So I think that's good news. Larry has a presence. He has a strong presence. I think the commercial ads against him are insane. They are calling him a white supremacist. I'm sorry, the man is black. I mean, he's a white supremacist, really? This is all they got? This is the Democrats, though. This is what they do. They use the race card no matter what. Okay, this is ridiculous. And Larry Elder's commercials, on the other hand, his ads are fantastic. I have seen and heard them on the radio as well. And they're really pointing out the cost of living, how it's unaffordable here, and the homeless population is out of control, and the taxes and everything else. So I think that with that said, those ads are really doing people justice. And I think Larry Elder is doing a good thing by having those ads out. So hopefully he'll get it. But the most important thing really is not about who takes the place, but just getting Newsom out. Of course, it's going to be hard because he is Nasty Pelosi. Yeah, Nasty, I call her. Nasty Pelosi's nephew. And they have power and they hold the power. So unfortunately, as we know, Democrats is what I call them. They cheat to win, as we know. Look what happened to Biden. So unfortunately, that's the only thing I think that would get in our way of ousting Governor Newsom. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday, but let's pray and let's look toward God on that. I always put God first. So we got God on our side. Let's do it. Let's hope and pray that it works out. So that's what I got there. Now, as far as these mandates are concerned nationwide, unbelievable what happened this week with Biden saying that any business with 100 employees or more are going to be mandated to have their employees get the jab. And he even made a comment that there is no freedom in this. This isn't about freedom. And that's funny because we are the land of the free. We're America. America was founded on freedom. So why are we having somebody say, who's supposedly the president, oh Lordy, I'll say that loosely, say that this isn't about our freedoms? Excuse me? See, this is where he's completely wrong. America's founded on freedom. It's unconstitutional to do what they are doing. So we need to stand strong, America. We need to really make sure that we do not comply. If we want our freedoms, no matter what it's about, no matter if it's about the vaccine, no matter what it's about, we have to stand strong together as patriots, as people who want to continue to have freedom in this country. This is what our country is founded on. We need to make sure that we stand strong and we do not comply, because they only have power over us if we don't comply, or if we do comply. So we do not want to comply. Say no to complying. We have to stand strong. We have to stand up for our freedoms, and we have to be freedom fighters, and we have to be truth seekers, because that's another thing. It's your option. It's your prerogative if you feel that the vaccine is best for you, but not everybody feels it's best for them. And that should be your choice. That should be up to you. And of course, we have HIPAA, which is supposed to protect our medical rights, our medical freedoms. That is, HIPAA is supposed to protect our own files as far as what we have done medically. Our medical files should be protected under HIPAA. So it's nobody's business whether we got the jab or not. It should not be anybody's business, but they're making it about our business. That's the sad part. Everybody is out there asking, have you gotten this? Have you done it? Well, I'm sorry. Since when has that been your business? And businesses, speaking of which, the ones that are going to suffer the most are the ones that have been in lockdown already during COVID-19, 2020, 2021. It's even worse now. The COVID cases apparently are skyrocketing, so they say. Of course, you never know the news, but that's what they're saying. And of course, with the businesses, you know, the threatening of shutting down. And now, of course, they're having to show their vaccine cards to get in, or at least a negative COVID test. That's ludicrous. What, just to go to a dinner, just to go out to a restaurant, to go to a concert, to a venue? That's wrong. It's wrong. We should stand strong and just say, look, you're going to be losing businesses. These are the same businesses that were affected in 2020 lockdowns, and now they're going to be affected again because they're going to lose customers. They're going to lose their customer base if they comply. They need to fight. They need to stand strong, and they need to have lawsuits against this administration. And in fact, I think the administration needs to be impeached, all of them. They are absolutely unconstitutional, and what they're doing is tyranny. So we need to stand strong, America. Stand strong. Patriots unite. Freedom fighters unite. Truth seekers unite. Let's continue to get the truth out, to do our research, to do what's right for us, and not have everybody else in our business. That's what America is about. Freedom. So let's continue to be America. God bless America. And just pray to God. that everything's going to work out. And President Trump has our back. President Trump said, although he did recommend the vaccine, he does say he is for freedom to choose whether or not you get it. So he would never mandate like this Biden creature is doing. No, absolutely not. All right. So that is what I have for today. And I appreciate you joining me once again. And thank you for tuning in. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And as always, God bless you. God bless our troops. God bless those families who have lost theirs, especially recently in Afghanistan. And pray for the safety of the ones that have not gotten out yet. And we just want God to shine a light on all the corruption. And truth will prevail. Truth will prevail. You have a wonderful weekend. Thanks again for joining me here on Mars Bar. I'm Marcy Latimer on the September 12th, 2021. Amen.